Monday, September 25, 2023, 5:20 a.m. Okay, so I'm out here in the studio / garage. I'm not painting today. I painted Sunday yesterday. I painted a lot. Saturday I tried to paint, and I really shouldn't have tried to paint because I did get some things done, but not a lot. I tried to plan too much. I had too much to do on Saturday. So, but yesterday, I was able to get up early and start painting and paint well into the afternoon. Worked on quite a bit of the panel. Yep, there's the dog. She's in the living room. She probably wants to come over here. So let me go get her before she starts making too much noise. Okay, so I brought the dog in here so she doesn't start making too much noise out there. And, yeah, she's looking for a walk. It's dark outside, dog. It's dark. I can't see your poop to pick it up. Besides, I don't really want to walk around in the dark. Even with a dog on my leash. You never know what happens. Nothing good happens in the dark. Anyway. Yeah, so yesterday, I painted a lot. Yeah, she's making noise. I actually resolved some things that kind of bugged me about the building, the Department of Just Us building, and so resolved that, and looks a lot better now. I still have to repaint part of it again, and let's see what else. I worked on the sky above the volcano on both sides. I kind of consolidated that, so that looks a lot better. What else did I do? Oh, I worked underneath the part underneath the tractor. I'm not sure really what I want to do there yet. I worked on the blue suit of the Ku Klux Klan hooded guy. A little on that. What else did I work on? I think that's pretty much it. Oh, yeah. So the sky that's around the volcano, and also a little bit around in front of the tractor. I had to resolve and clean up some lines on that. That was pretty much it yesterday. So didn't get done, but I'm getting there. Let's see. So I don't know when the Crocker Kingsley deadline is. They don't really signal that in advance. But I think it's usually around in November or something like that. It's the deadline. So I've got, October and part of November. I don't know if I'll be done by then, so we'll see. If I work on it real hard, I guess I could get done. But I've got so much other things to do. I've got a bunch of tomatoes out in the kitchen that are going to go bad if I don't do something with them. So I was going to freeze-dry a bunch of them, but the batches aren't really enough to keep up with this kind of stuff that comes through my my kitchen. So, anyway. Well, so yesterday on the walk to the west of me on my street, there was some young man that I'd never seen before. And it was kind of like he was casing the area. You know, so got to think about that. See if anybody gets broken into around here. I hope I don't get broken into. He didn't really. I kind of got ahead of him at one point because he turned down one of the cul-de-sacs to the west of me and gave me a little bit of chance to get ahead of him. I guess he didn't really want me following him. So as I was going up my street past my house, I looked back and he didn't really go through my house like he did some other parts of the he didn't really go through the houses, but he went on the side cul-de-sacs and side driveways that are kind of long. I don't know what he's looking for, but suspicious activity. Let's see. Yeah, she's looking at me. She says, are we gonna go for a walk? No, we're not gonna go for a walk. Yeah. Okay, so she settled down. Oh, it's kind of cold out here. It's going to be A very cool day. It's not even gonna get into the 80s. It's gonna stay in the 70s. So I didn't even open the window in the living room. I didn't open the window in here, but I have the skylight open. So it is kind of cool in here. Let's see. Looking at the panel, I gotta work on the Department of Experts.gov cubicles with the Mickey Mouses in it. I'm working on that. I gotta work on that some more. I think I got that kind of cleaned up pretty good there, as far as the cubicles are concerned. Maybe not. I just realized I just see something that kind of looks like, oh yeah, I should brighten that up a little. Yeah. Anyway, so on Saturday, when I ran out of time was that I had to go and, like I said, spend some time with a couple of friends. And so I went over to my friend's house and we spent some time complaining about the world and the state of our nation and stuff like that. So, we had fun doing that. Let's see what else. So, today's Get the Garbage Together Day. The yard is pretty much caught up on stuff. I think I will do some yard work. I gotta do something else too. What is it else I gotta do? Where's my phone at? Oh, I don't know where my phone. Oh, there it is. Take a look at the calendar here. Ooh, got a little electrostatic shock there. Let's see what it says. Oh, nothing this week. It's Yom Kippur. What is Yom Kippur? Nope, didn't want to do that. Hold on. What is Yom Kippur?
Here's some information.
Yom Kippur is the holiest day in Judaism and Samaritanism. It occurs annually on the 10th of Tishrei, corresponding to the date in September or early October. Oh, but what? It's the holiest day, but what day is that? What do you mean? What does it mean? Let's find out. I don't know. It's not gonna do that. Yeah. Okay. Atonement and repentance to God for personal sins, sealing of one's fate for the upcoming year. Fasting and prayer, asceticism. Okay. Primary centered on atonement and repentance. Today, main observance consists of full fasting, ascetic behavior, accompanied by long prayer services in the synagogue, as well as sin confessions. Well, who do you confess to? I guess everybody. Alongside the related holiday of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is one of the two components of the high holy days of Judaism, and is also the last day of the 10 days of repentance. Okay. Well, that answers that, I guess, huh? Let's see. Put this over here for now. Yeah, so I don't have anything to do today, or in this coming week. Maybe we'll take the dog. Since it's going to be cool, it's going to be cool all week, doggy. Maybe we'll go for a hike somewhere, huh? Huh? Come here, come here. Don't put your head down there. Yeah. Yeah, she's not really an affectionate dog. She's all business. Let's go kill something. Oh yeah, that's another thing. So that little white rabbit that we rescued, I had the idea. Well, let's just put him in the new garden area. That's all fenced in. He can't get out. He can't get out, and so, gives him let him stretch his legs a little, and And so I put him in there, and when the dog came in yesterday afternoon, because she always comes in certain part of the day, a couple hours before she eats in the afternoon, or at least a couple hours minimum. Then she, or maximum, I don't know what it is. Anyway, so she came in, and we put the rabbit out in the garden, made sure that looked at the perimeter, because I have it all fenced in to keep the dog out. But it's not a very high fence. It's only like a 2-foot fence. It keeps the dog out pretty much. She doesn't understand the concept of fences, I guess, or a vertical movement, because she doesn't climb up on anything. She doesn't. She's not into jumping up on people or anything like that. She stays at her on her level. Anyway, so after the rabbit was out for a while, I brought the dog out, and she was kind of like sitting there and standing there, that is. And then the rabbit was there, and she didn't really notice the rabbit because he was kind of like just standing, sitting there. And then all of a sudden, it starts to move, and oh, she was focused, and she was gonna go after it. She wanted to kill it. So I stopped her and brought her back in. I just want to see what her reaction was. And so later on, I took her out again. When we go for a walk, sometimes she reacts to dogs on the street that are across the street, and I'll make her sit down. If she gets way too excited, I'll make her sit down and relax. And she kind of understands, yeah, that means I'm not supposed to be barking at the dogs or doing this aggressive behavior, I guess, whatever. But she kind of understands that. She's getting better at it, and as we go along. So anyway, so I took her out yesterday, and the rabbit was there, and she saw it and was wanting to go after it and kill it, and I made her sit down. And then she understood that, oh, this is the same kind of situation. I'm having to sit here. I don't get to go after this thing because it's part of the family, dog. You don't kill members of the family, okay? Actually, you shouldn't kill anything. But I know it's whoever had you before let you do stuff like that, apparently. That's what it sounds like anyway, because he sounded like he took her out, let her run out in the wild, and then let her jump in the lake somewhere. So, or a river. A river would be dangerous. I could see a lake or a pond. But I can't see letting her jump into a river, because without at least a life jacket. Anyway, so I'm trying to train her to not kill the bunny. Oh boy. So there's this gallery in Davis that's what it's the John Natsoulis Gallery, and they have every year they have a painting in the 21st. Now it's called Painting in the 21st Century, or whatever. They have lectures and demonstrations and stuff like that. And if you're a painter, it's good to get some information, I think. $75 to attend. They have a reception. Unfortunately, it's being held the same day that I have the reception for the Bold Expressions show that I'm in. So I won't be able to attend it. I did attend it 1 year before, after my bypass, during the beginning of COVID. So it really wasn't in full lockdown panic mode yet at that point. It was April or May, I don't know. But I had just been given the clearance to drive the week before. So and but the thing is I before my bypass I had which was like in early December or whatever, I had bought the tickets for it, a non-refundable ticket. So I had the ticket either way. I'm going to edit that one out, huh? A big yawn. I had the ticket either way, and so as long as I could get there, I was going to go. And I really wasn't too worried about COVID at that point. Masks weren't required anywhere, so nobody was wearing a mask. But during lunchtime, I kind of ate my lunch and took a little stroll around downtown Davis, and it was pretty busy and crowded, and they had all those students out there at the little cafes and pizza joints and galleries and stuff like that. So I got to enjoy that a little bit. I won't be able to attend that. I kind of would like to have done that, but yeah, no big deal. I wouldn't have stayed for the reception, but the final lecture starts at 3:30, and I really have to be at the gallery at 5. Even though it starts at 5:30, I got to bring some food in there. They were asking if I, when I dropped my painting off, they had, "Well, do you want to sign up to give some food for the reception?" I said, "Yeah, sure, I'll do that." So I signed up for that. I also talked to the guy that's in charge of hanging the show, and he had sent out an email requesting volunteers to help. So I asked him, "Well, do I need to sign up anywhere for the volunteer work?" He said, "No, just show up." I said, "Okay, I'll be there." So I got that to do too, and I believe I have that. But make sure I got that in the reminders on my calendar. Let's see, October 2nd. Yeah, I got that. The day after, I have an injection in my eye. Oh, my sister's birthday's coming up too. Columbus Day is on the 9th. Going to the lab. Then the 14th is Bold Expressions Reception. Oh, yeah. And the 24th is a friend of mine's birthday. And another birthday coming up. And that's right. Halloween's on the 31st. Okay, so let's see. Oh. So that would be next Monday. A week from today, help volunteer that is to go hang that show up. Yeah, I wonder when their notifications are coming up for if they got any kind of notifications. I don't think I have anything here. I should put that in there. Oh well. I don't know when the judging is going to happen, but probably this week sometime. Anyway, yeah, so let me call it quits for this posting and get going here. Have a good one, everyone.